This is Jay Sekulow. It looks like a criminal reference letter coming out of the House Ways and Means Committee against Lois Lerner.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Lois Lerner violated the constitutional rights of people in these conservative organizations by essentially ordering others at the IRS to infringe on their rights. They also say that Lois Lerner made misleading statements to the Treasury Inspector General, impeding his investigation, and that she released the confidential taxpayer information of people affiliated with some of these conservative groups. But this comes as the House Oversight Committee tomorrow is expected to recommend that the entire House vote to hold Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress.
The question is, did it really end with Lois Lerner? Is she the one who thought all of this up? There's a lot of evidence that there was interaction with the White House, and it simply hasn't been looked at. The Attorney General has zero interest in doing that. You can be sure that his investigation will yield nothing. And unless she is given use immunity, I think that this thing is going to die. It'll be a textbook case of how, with stonewalling and an inattentive press, you can get away with a major scandal.
So you're saying if you're involved corruption there at all?
No. That's not what I'm saying. That's actually...
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
absolutely.
Of the country. You're saying no corruption?
No.
None?
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We've got breaking news. It looks like the committee that was hearing the contempt action today. Now, there's going to be a separate hearing in oversight tomorrow. This was a committee chaired by Daryl Issa, House Ways and Means. They have evidently, and it's just come in, approved a criminal referral letter. So it's called a CRL regarding IRS figure Lois Lerner. The vote was on party lines 23-14. Dave Camp chairs this committee, rather. And I will tell you this, and this is interesting here, Than. You were just in the room when this was all starting to take place. What was your the atmospherics?
Yeah, I was in the room. This is a rare action by the committee, Jay. They actually moved to go into an executive session, so all of us were cleared out of the room before they did that. And this is what's significant here. This is the committee that has access to what is called 6103 information. That's confidential taxpayer information. So this letter that they have approved and that they are going to refer to the Attorney General likely has very specific evidence in it. I mean, they're going to have access potentially to maybe exactly what information Lois Lerner shared with the FEC. That's one option. There are other options available. But what this action means today is that the Attorney General will have in his hand evidence, hard evidence, and specific evidence of criminal charges that Lois Lerner may have engaged in. So this is a very significant development.
It's someone we've been calling for all week, at least the first move on this. David, we look at the contempt issues here. This is a criminal referral letter, probably the strongest. You and I were talking about this before we went on air. Probably the strongest allegation is the disclosure of what's called 6103, that is taxpayer confidential information, which may very well have gone to the FEC. You've got that stream of emails going back and forth. That in and of itself is a crime under the tax code.
Well, that's one thing. That's the one I'm most interested in seeing, because that's the one that if they have that information, there's very little wiggle room there. She could be in real trouble. So that's what I want to see the details on. It can't be vague. It's got to be specific.
If they have, which we're going to, I guess, find out shortly, and certainly the DOJ is going to have a Department of Justice, if they haven't, we know there's been emails where there's communication between Lois Lerner and the FEC. If there are documents regarding that, that is a felony under the tax code, and that is serious repercussions. And it would be a dereliction of duty if the Attorney General were to just simply do nothing once this referral comes in. But here's the question, folks. We want to hear from you. Do you think the Department of Justice and the Obama administration is going to do a thing, or are they going to try to just stall this more? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us and express your comment or question on air. We'll go through the procedures in a moment. 1-800-684-3110. Now, there's another hearing tomorrow, and that is in oversight, and we have asked for a civil contempt proceeding to start there. We have been joined on our petition by 60,042 people, so we surpassed the 50,000 initial goal. I'd sure like to be at 65,000 by that hearing tomorrow. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition, holding Lois Lerner in civil contempt. aclj.org or 877-989-2255 if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110.
From the very beginning, Lois Lerner never told the truth. The former top IRS official is a key figure in the unlawful targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups, targeting them simply because of their political beliefs. For 11 months now, Lois Lerner did everything she could to dodge and delay a congressional investigation. She has ignored a congressional subpoena, failing to provide vital evidence about this unconstitutional targeting scheme. At the ACLJ, we're in federal court, representing 41 organizations in a massive lawsuit. Now, Congress has a critical opportunity to hold Lois Lerner accountable. Call on Congress to hold Lois Lerner in contempt. Unlawful actions must have consequences. Sign on to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law. By the way, it looks like that the three charges that have been referenced in the criminal referral letter, it's called a, by the way, it's called a CRL, and this is a letter from the Ways and Means Committee after their vote. And now, Than, let's get the procedure right. It's going to go now to the full House for a vote, or does that just go directly to DOJ?
What happened today does not take a vote of the full House.
Yeah, so
that letter will go out today.
Yeah, so right. We used to do this when I was at Treasury. We did criminal referral letters, and you'd lay out the allegations of what the facts. Here's the statutes. This is the violation. Now, as David mentioned earlier, I think it's really correct. The most serious of them, they're all serious, but the most serious is the disclosure of taxpayer information, which we know they did. Now, the question is, did Lois Lerner do it? Was it an underling? That the committee knows. We don't know that. The FEC, this is interesting. And I think that, she's had communications with the FEC. We had those emails. And another aspect that's interesting here, the FEC is where Lois Lerner previously served as the general counsel. So now we've asked for this criminal referral letter. It's gone out or is going out. We're going to have that letter literally any minute. Procedurally, let's talk about David now. It goes over to the Department of Justice. Technically, by the book, if there's an allegation of a crime that's backed up by an evidentiary standard, regardless of her claim on Fifth Amendment privilege, that's a side issue, they should do a full criminal investigation based on that. Now, are they going to say, we're already doing that?
That's the concern here. They're going to say, well, thank you, House. We're already doing this.
Yep.
We've got this under control. We will exercise our prosecutorial discretion because the House committee can't override their prosecutorial
right.
discretion. We'll exercise our discretion depending on how we say the evidence leads us, which is why I'm going to be so interested to read that letter. How strong is the evidence that the House committee is bringing forward here? If it's very, very strong, then that puts the Department of Justice in a different kind of situation.
Yeah, we're taking your calls, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Get into this conversation. We want to know, where do you think this started from and where do you think it's going? Mike's calling from Nevada. He's online, too. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Morning. Look, they're absolutely going to stonewall this because these people are blinded by their ideology. And their ideology and their worldview colors and drives everything that they do. They see Christians as anti-intellectual. They see Christians as stupid, inferior. These people are arrogant. These people think they're smarter than everybody else. And everything they do is driven by their worldview and their ideology. And whether that's breaking laws, whether that's, you know, stonewalling yeah. investigations, whether that's fixing elections, that's who these people are.
I was emailing one of the Fox News people that you all probably know from the Five, Dana Perino, and we were talking about this. I think what's happened here, and Charles Krauthammer touched on this yesterday, I don't know if we have that bite from Charles Krauthammer, where he talks about that what they've done is a textbook example of a delay tactic. And by doing this, you know, and I guess this, Dan, comes to you. Let me play this soundbite first from Charles Krauthammer, and then we're going to get into what it means.
The question is, did it really end with Lois Lerner? Is she the one who thought all of this up? There's a lot of evidence that there was interaction with the White House, and it simply hasn't been looked at. The Attorney General has zero interest in doing that. You can be sure that his investigation will yield nothing. And unless she is given use immunity, I think that this thing is going to die. It'll be a textbook case of how, with stonewalling and an inattentive press, you can get away with a major scandal.
So there you have it. I mean, what Krauthammer's concerned about, then, is that this now goes over. The response from DOJ is going to be, thank you, House. We already have this information, and we're investigating it. And do they realize that that is a real possibility here? That's why what happens tomorrow is also important.
Oh, absolutely. I think they expect the Attorney General to try to stall. That's been their tactic.
Well, no,
from
I'm not
day
talking
one.
About, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about a stall. He could legitimately, this is what I was a little bit concerned with, this tactic. All he has to say is, we have an ongoing criminal, despite the fact that the president said, hey, there's not a smidgen of corruption at the IRS, even the Lois Lerner kind of took the Fifth Amendment. The reality is, all he has to say is, House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee, thank you for sending this information. We acknowledge receipt. We want you to know there's an ongoing criminal investigation. And that ends it from the CRL standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think these two actions hand in hand are so important, Jay, because he has already done that on the contempt measure in the Fast and Furious case. I think he will continue to do that on the contempt proceeding that's going to start tomorrow. You know, if this letter today from House Ways and Means today, if it has specific hard evidence in it, we won't obviously be able to see the private information. But if there is hard evidence in there, that's, Jay, where I think the politics of pressure really come into play here. Because if the Attorney General looks like he is stonewalling, that he's covering up for the president, instead of pursuing the protection of taxpayers, there's going to be a political price to pay for that as well.
Now, we're trying to find the letter. So far, we've not been able to find it posted as of yet. We know the vote's taking place. It is passed. Let me tell everybody again what a CRL is. This is a criminal reference letter from the House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee directly to the Department of Justice saying, we believe a crime has been committed. Here's the reasons why. And the DOJ has to investigate. Now, the DOJ is going to say we are investigating, which means what's happening tomorrow is just more significant. And that will be, looks like, a vote on civil contempt, where the House of Representatives can then pass a contempt resolution and actually take that to federal court. So we would be in federal court on our case. At the same time, the House would be in federal court against Lois Lerner on their case. So that could be a major, major issue. And that's where the vote comes in, folks. We're over 60,000 signatures. I want to ask you, today and tomorrow, last 2 days to sign into this, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, we're taking your calls. I want to know what you think about this. Is this a significant issue for you in the political process? Do you think the White House should be held accountable, or does this, just as Charles Krauthammer said, get brushed under the rug because of the stonewalling that's going on by the Justice Department? If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. David, it's going to be very interesting to see the actual criminal referral letter. Having said that, because that may impact our civil case, there may be information in there that we use in our civil case. The question really is going to be, does the next move happen? And that is civil contempt charges brought tomorrow against Lois Lerner, at least the initial vote out of the House Oversight Committee.
I think that's happening tomorrow, and there's a lot. There's good cause for that. I mean, as we've seen, Lois Lerner has been playing games with the House of Representatives investigation, improperly asserting the Fifth Amendment privileges, talking to some people, not under oath, not talking to other people. She's been playing games, and it's time for her to come clean. It's past time for her to come clean.
All right, so Than, and let's again, if you want to talk to us in air, 800-684-3110. Than, let's talk about what's the time frame here, because you got the, as you just mentioned in the chat here, you got the Easter recess. What is the time frame? There's a vote tomorrow. Will there be a vote tomorrow? First of all, in the committee.
Yeah, there will. That'll be the initial vote in the House Oversight Committee. They will forward it tomorrow to the full House floor. And then, Jay, this Easter recess, it takes 2 weeks. So the Congress will actually be gone for 2 weeks. And I suspect the vote in the full House is going to be that first week that they're back from the Easter recess. So that is actually the time frame where both the criminal contempt would be sent over to DOJ and also that very important civil contempt that you're talking about. Then Daryl Issa would be authorized to bring that. So it's going to be about a three-week process here. The first step tomorrow in the House Oversight Committee, and then in 2 weeks after the break, the full House will vote.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Seth is calling from Washington State. Seth, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm caller. Just want to add a quick question. I know you guys, to me, you guys come across as Christians. Am I wrong?
No, of course we are. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, why do Christians, and I'm a Christian,
okay,
why do Christians have so much, vigor or they don't want to go ahead and do what the Bible tells us to do?
Which is what? In what context are we talking about? If you could be a little more specific, Seth.
Authority appointed over you, and by doing so, you honor your Father in heaven.
So in other words, we should not be calling on the administration to abide by the Constitution of the United States, the rules and laws of the United States, because they're in authority, and therefore we should just say that's just the way it is.
Does the Bible say for us to do that?
No, actually, because what did the Apostle Paul do when he was brought into a prison and they were trying to sneak him out of the back door? What did Paul say? You're not going to do that. I'm a citizen of Rome, and I demand my rights as a citizen of Rome. So why we should pray for and respect authority means we're not lawless. It doesn't mean we can't challenge unlawful authority. That would be like telling the Jews in Nazi Germany to not have a resistance when you had a leader like Hitler. You wouldn't say that. You would have said that you could oppose that authority, right, Seth?
I personally believe that it is not my responsibility to go ahead and oppose any authority.
So in other words, if someone's coming into your house, I want to put this into perspective here. I'll tell you what, we're going to have to hold you over. I want to talk to you about this, Seth, after the break. So you hang on the line here. We're going to reset this up. We're going to be taking a break here in a minute. This will be an interesting conversation, I can assure you. 1-800-684-3110. We want to get you in this conversation early. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to have Seth hold on. Others of you on the line, hold on. We'll get to your calls in a moment. Hey, folks, we're in the about 10 days into our matching challenge for April. We're just starting to talk about it on air. If you haven't yet supported the April Matching Challenge, March and April are two big months for us, as you know. Go to aclj.org. Your online gift really makes a big difference. And tomorrow is the hearing on the civil contempt, what looks like civil contempt, motion out of the House of Representatives, at least out of the Oversight Committee. We want you to be there with us, and you can be. Ben Bennett's going to be there. He wants to be able to tell people we got 65,000 Americans that are standing with us. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign the petition. Back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. From the very beginning, Lois Lerner never told the truth. The former top IRS official is a key figure in the unlawful targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups, targeting them simply because of their political beliefs. For 11 months now, Lois Lerner did everything she could to dodge and delay a congressional investigation. She has ignored a congressional subpoena, failing to provide vital evidence about this unconstitutional targeting scheme. At the ACLJ, we're in federal court representing 41 organizations in a massive lawsuit. Now, Congress has a critical opportunity to hold Lois Lerner accountable. Call on Congress to hold Lois Lerner in contempt. Unlawful actions must have consequences. Sign on to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, we're still waiting to actually get the letter from the House Ways and Means Committee, what's called the CRL, the Criminal Reference Letter, where they've laid out a case why Lois Lerner is violated the law, including disclosing confidential taxpayer information in violation of Internal Revenue Code Section 6103, which is a crime. And that letter goes to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice will probably come back and say, well, we're already investigating. And then tomorrow the House Oversight Committee is going to be actually voting on contempt. But we had Seth on the call, and I had to cut it short because we were running up on a break. Seth, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so here's my question. You're saying you're a person that respects authority. I respect authority, too. I pray for the president. I pray for our leaders. But when they're doing something and someone engages in something that it's a clear violation of the law, is your biblical worldview tell you to do nothing?
I believe that the Bible instructs me to obey all authority, and that is what I'm supposed to do.
So I want to ask you this question, Seth, and I'm not meaning this to be disrespectful, but I've thought about this during the break. So if you lived in Nazi Germany during the Nazi era in Germany, and the Führer, the leader of Nazi Germany, told you to that your job was to exterminate Jews or to put people in concentration camps, they're the authority. That is the law of the Third Reich. You would say what as a Christian?
I would not do it.
I'm glad you said that. Why would you not do it?
Because the Bible tells me not to kill.
Okay, so let's not take a scripture verse out of context. It says, respect and obey those in authority. The same person that said that, the same group of people that said that, also said, we have citizens' rights as Roman citizens that we're utilizing. So why would you not allow, why would that not be respecting the authority, but challenging that authority in a lawful process in order to not follow an unjust law? I see. To me, that's not I'll be honest with you. I don't see a scriptural conflict there at all. And you do.
I think people spend too much time, focusing on the things that don't need to be focused.
Well, here's the thing. Acts 5:29, and I've talked about this verse before on this broadcast. So you got Peter and John, and they're out there preaching, and they're told by Roman authorities stop, and they say you decide. But for us, you decide whether you're going to obey God or man, but we're following God. Now, was that respecting authority? I think, yes, they acknowledged the authority, but they challenged the application of the law as a citizen. That's what they did. And David, I mean, we're talking about theology here, but I think it's important. You cannot just sit there and allow a government, and you said you don't want people to be killed. So, Seth, I could take that a step down and say, okay, no one's being killed in these camps. They're just being put there for observation and make sure they're not a threat against the state to the Jews in Nazi Germany. Is that okay? Would you comply with that law? I'm asking an honest question.
I would say no, but these are very,
Well, okay, so if you're a Christian organization that has been targeted by a governmental agency because of the prayers you engaged in, should you tell that Christian organization, just live with it?
No, I don't.
Well, that's what's happened in the IRS targeting case. David, go ahead.
Look, it's pretty clear. When God's directives conflict with man's laws,
easy.
You go with God.
Yeah.
Number two, it's appropriate to demand that secular authorities abide by the rules that those authorities have set. That's what Paul did when he asserted his rights as a Roman citizen. And then here's a really key point for an American citizen. Who is the authority here? We the people. That is that's the first words, among the first words of the preamble to the Constitution. We the people. And in fact, the Constitution and statutes delegate to us through civil actions like what we're filing, right, the ability to enforce the Constitution.
And by filing a civil action, you're not disrespecting the authority. You're applying and dealing with the law as it exists. And that's what we're talking about in this type of situation. So you're not going to want to – I think you're conflating the two. Ronald's calling from Colorado on line three. By the way, if you want to talk to us, remember, we're here for another hour, another 30 minutes. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign the petition. But if you want to talk to us, it's 1-800-684-3110. Ronald's calling from Colorado.
How you doing, Jay?
Good, Ronald.
I think that that you should do what you can to I mean, there is a such thing as being respectful and being.
Well, you know, look, respectful and respecting authority is one thing. We're not lawless. You're right. We are people that follow the rule of law. But when the law is unjust, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, you challenge that unjust law. And that's nothing new here. Stan, let me ask you a procedural question here. We're running out of time on this segment of the broadcast, folks. Well, those of you on the line, hang on the line. If you want to talk to us, we're here for another 30 minutes. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. So, Stan, lay out what happens tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the House Oversight Committee. There will be a contempt citation brought into the committee. That will be debated. And, Jay, unlike today, that debate will be public. So we'll be able to watch that. There will be no private taxpayer information. And then there will be a vote in committee on whether or not to hold Lois Lerner in contempt. If it is approved, that would be forwarded to the full House floor. And after the recess, the full House would vote on that. That is what would allow that civil contempt charge to move forward. So tomorrow's the House Oversight Committee. And in 2 weeks, the full House floor vote.
You know, it's interesting. There's a report out in the Washington Times today that even as the IRS faces growing heat over the Lois Lerner investigation and Tea Party targeting scandal, a government watchdog said Wednesday it's pursuing cases against three other tax agency employees and offices suspected of illegal political activity in support of President Obama and fellow Democrats. In one case, the Office of Special Counsel, which investigates federal employees who conduct politics on government time, said it was commonplace in a Dallas IRS office for employees to have pro-Obama screensavers on their computers and to have campaign-style buttons and stickers in their office. This isn't a government office, which is violating all of the rules. I mean, you know, I worked at that agency a long time ago. We never had these conversations, I mean, to be honest. You know, and I tell you what, I think when you're looking at this fight that we're engaged in, you have to understand exactly what that means. And that's, as David just pointed out, that's like government 101 ethics. Let's play bite number 14.
That's what I said leading into it. It's fair to criticize him for that, but by the same token, let's all stand back and wait till the end of the investigation and reach a measured and reasoned evaluation.
Congressman, I don't have the luxury of standing back. I am in federal court against the IRS. I don't have that luxury. I've got 41 clients. I don't get the luxury to sit back.
So that was testimony I gave on Capitol Hill during the hearings on the IRS cases, because this is, I think, David, we just saw it in that bite. The plan all along was going to be stall, delay, stonewall. That is this administration's posture on this, and that's exactly what's going to happen unless the American people react.
Well, that's right. I mean, once you stall, if we allow them to stall and delay and stonewall, then the next part of the playbook is then they say, well, it's old news. Yeah, this is old news.
And that's already one of the – look, folks, that's already one of the talking points. Hey, here's what I need you to do. Tomorrow's the last day for you to sign on this petition, because fans going to be on the Hill tomorrow when this happens. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition today, holding Lois Lerner. This is on the Civil Contempt and the Ways and Means Committee. We want to be representing 65,000 citizens from all 50 states. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, we've started our matching challenge for April. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. For this month, we also get a matching grant. So any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Like us on Facebook. Share our information on Facebook. And also follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSecular. But sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, that's easy as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case on a disconnected.
At the ACLJ, we're in federal court representing 41 organizations in a massive lawsuit. Now, Congress has a critical opportunity to hold Lois Lerner accountable. Call on Congress to hold Lois Lerner in contempt. Unlawful actions must have consequences. Sign on to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Back in the USSR, which our band here at Jay Sekulow Live did, we should probably post that one in the next sometime today. We'll try to get that in one of our slots today. Coming soon, by the way, is going to be the Arjun song, Hold Your Head Up. The guys are editing that one right now. We promised that when we'd hit a million on Facebook, we would release it. And, David, we've exceeded a million. What are we, about a million one now?
Getting close to million one and heading to 2 million.
So get us to a million one. We'd like to be there pretty soon. And then the goal is to get to 2 million. But that song has been, our team here did it. We performed it. We're now editing the video together, and hopefully we'll have that up in a week or so. Let me encourage you also, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. If you want to sign that petition, last day to do it, to hold Lois Lerner in contempt, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go to Michelle from Washington State. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my
call. Sure.
I just wanted to reply to the last caller
and
all humility, but Isaiah 33:22 says, Jesus is the lawgiver, the judge, and the king. And he says we're to be about his Father's business. And we're also to speak to our authority and those who oppose us for their salvation's sake. I believe that if we start looking at the political realm as a mission field, we will be heads and shoulders above anything we could ever do on our own through a party or whatever.
Well, I'm with you on that.
It may not be for everyone, but it is. There's got to be a person or several people in every congregation across this country that will step into the public square.
Well, I think, look, I mean, the Apostle Paul stepped in the public square. I mean, the apostles generally stepped in the public square, and they, as I said, they insisted on the rights. They did it respectfully. They were never calling for, it was the Romans who said that Christianity was going to be the violent over, that was their excuse, the violent overthrow of the government. But the reality is, the early Christians, who were all Jewish, never talked about overthrowing an earthly kingdom. That was never the plan.
That's right. That was talking about being in the public square, they were literally in the public square.
Yeah, it was the agoras, they were called. These were the avenues, the gates, and the entranceways to the cities where you had these big open areas where they would preach and teach and share. So this was, they were engaged in the culture. But look, I was fine to take a caller that has a different worldview on that, but I want to show where that worldview led, and it doesn't lead to a very good place. Leslie's calling from Nevada Online 2. Hi, Leslie.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for taking
Sure.
I'm calling because it continues, even though she's on trial, and I'm praying about
Lois Lerner,
I am being audited, my husband and I, personally, and the page is a Schedule C that the title says Christian Counseling.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you some, I don't give legal advice over the air. You've got a good accountant and a lawyer, right?
I have, yes, I do.
Okay. Because I've got a case that I've referred to a friend of mine that came in to us that we couldn't take at the ACLJ, but it was a Christian foundation, and exactly the same thing happened. So it may well have been caught. The dragnet was very broad. We had that case involving the folks in California that had that foundation for kids in abuse situations, and there was something in that one that keyed off the IRS, and it had nothing to do with faith groups. It had nothing to do with politics, but it still got dragged up in the dragnet.
Oh, absolutely. And let's not forget the biggest dragnet of all, which was the adoptive families dragnet of 2010-2011, where they audited 70% of all families who adopted, including me.
Yeah, so there you have it. So we're with you on that. Thanks, Leslie. Hey, Than, quickly paint the picture for tomorrow.
Tomorrow, House Oversight Committee, there will be a vote on the contempt measure, which will lead to both civil contempt and criminal contempt. And Jay, just quickly, what David just said, they will try to paint this as old news. If we don't get to the bottom of it, it will keep happening and keep happening.
Well, I'll tell you, we're not going to let it keep happening. A couple things we'd like you to do. Number one, support our matching challenge campaign for April. That's important. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. David, people are going to start getting, our members will start getting emails on that matching challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they should be looking for that. What's the goal for this month?
We're going to go for a $900,000 goal for this month.
All right, folks, another stretch goal here. And you sure came through last month, and we are praying that you do again. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org. And if you want to sign on to that petition, it's really the last day to do it because Stan's going over to the Hill on this tomorrow. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Remember, like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSeculum. And visit us online at ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.org. Back with more in a moment.
From the very beginning, Lois Lerner never told the truth. The former top IRS official is a key figure in the unlawful targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups, targeting them simply because of their political beliefs. For 11 months now, Lois Lerner did everything she could to dodge and delay a congressional investigation. She has ignored a congressional subpoena, failing to provide vital evidence about this unconstitutional targeting scheme. At the ACLJ, we're in federal court, representing 41 organizations in a massive lawsuit. Now, Congress has a critical opportunity to hold Lois Lerner accountable. Call on Congress to hold Lois Lerner in contempt. Unlawful actions must have consequences. Sign on to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. We've been talking about Lois Lerner pleading the fifth. I wanted you to kind of get some background on Lois Lerner's role in this scandal. As many of you know, we put together a special documentary about this scandal. It's called Tax Invasion. You can find the entire thing online at irsmovie.com. That's irsmovie.com. But what I wanted to do in this segment of the broadcast is play for you a portion of that documentary that really details Lois Lerner's involvement in this case. So you're going to hear some sound about her previous apology for the scandal, as well as her other roles, the other information that's come out on this. But let's go ahead and roll just a few minutes of this special documentary that we put together called Tax Invasion, and you can find the entire thing online at irsmovie.com.
Welcome back to Hannity. Breaking news out of Washington. A bombshell admission by the IRS. The tax agency is officially apologizing for subjecting conservative groups to additional scrutiny during the 2012 election.
Jay Sekulow is an attorney and chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. He represented 27 of the groups targeted by the agency. They admit they did it because you forced them to admit they did it.
We applied for our tax status in 2010. We waited 18 months. They sent these letters that wanting a lot of information they weren't allowed to ask us.
Send us your Facebook pages, your Twitter pages. And I said, does that include personal pages? And they said everything. They wanted to know your personal relationships with politicians and political parties. And they made an insinuation like, look, it can be considered perjury if you omit things from the IRS. And that carries with it jail time. I'm a pregnant stay-at-home mother on one income. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm not doing anything.
Lois Lerner oversees tax-exempt organizations for the IRS.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application
investigation had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
Oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Wait a minute! I didn't realize apologies were sufficient in IRS-related issues.
Well, tell us about the derivation of your organization's name, especially if you had Liberty in there.
This is Chicago thug politics.
What the IRS did here is outrageous.
It's an evil agency, and I hope the American people will get up in arms about it.
If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous.
Really, it's not an if.
This isn't speculation. They're admitting it.
If this just isn't a gathering of an enemies list, I don't know what is.
They've apologized for it, which, by the way, the apology is not accepted. The president needs to stop the if and get to the reality here that this was a complete misuse of the office of the Internal Revenue Service.
Has a crime been committed here?
Dr. Ben Carson is a recently retired pediatric neurosurgeon from Johns Hopkins Hospital who garnered international attention for being a specialist in separating conjoined twins. His story was made into a film called Gifted Hands, starring Cuba Gooding Jr. Politically, he's described as an independent, but that certainly doesn't mean he keeps his opinions to himself. He recently made waves in the media for a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast with President Obama sitting right beside him.
There is no one who can possibly comply with every jot and tittle of our tax. If I wanted to get you or you, I could get you on a tax issue. That doesn't make any sense. What we need to do is come up with something that's simple. And when I pick up my Bible, you know what I see? I see the fairest individual in the universe, God, and he's given us a system. It's called tithe.
Although retired from an active surgery practice at Johns Hopkins, Dr. Carson has a very busy schedule. However, he told me that he wanted to take a few moments and share his feelings and views with our audience. He joins us via satellite.
Let me take you back, though. You know, you're a pediatric neurosurgeon. You're used to tense situations. But how was it giving a speech that wasn't just happy thoughts, so to speak, but a really tough speech, a really good speech, detailed speech, really critiquing the administration when the president's 3 feet away from you? How did that give us some of the atmospherics on that? How did that?
Well, you know, first of all, it was interesting in the sense that the last time I did the National Prayer Breakfast, which was in 1997 and Clinton was president, I had an opportunity to talk to him beforehand in the green room. Lots of pleasantries were exchanged. And President Obama didn't bother to come to the green room or to talk to anybody. So I kind of, as I was giving the speech, really didn't look at him, really wasn't thinking about, quite frankly, the fact that he was there. You know, I had prayed a lot about this because I wondered why it was arranged that I was, you know, chosen to do this. I'd given it before. I asked them, has anybody ever done it before, twice? And they said, only one person, and that's Billy Graham. And I certainly don't see myself in that category. And I just said, why is this happening? Lord, what is it that you want me to say? And I really didn't know until the morning of the speech, to be honest with you. You know, they were wanting, you know, a transcript. They wanted all these things that they could screen. But I honestly told them, I don't have it because I don't know what I'm going to say. But once I got up there, usually when I get in front of a crowd, I turn to a different person. You know, I'm normally, you know, kind of soft-spoken, right, quiet. But when I get in front of a crowd, I turn to a different person. And I just always ask God to give me the right words to say.
You've got this whole controversy with the IRS brewing, which has been significant, with record leaks and targeting of individuals. But you mentioned and you've talked about this, the IRS is going to be playing a role in our health care under the Obamacare legislation. And
yeah,
that, in my mind, is a very dangerous move.
You know, here we've already demonstrated that there's significant corruption in the IRS, and now you're going to take them and put them over the very largest program in the government. I mean, there's no logic being exercised here whatsoever. And but you know what's even more alarming is a lot of the people who came to this country years ago came here because they were being persecuted. You know, they were coming from places like England where if you spoke out against the king, you could be pilloried, imprisoned, or even killed. And so we were supposed to be free of that kind of thing. But here we are doing it in a more modern way, by using agencies of the government to persecute those who disagree with the power structure. And the worst thing about it is most of us don't even realize that that's what's happening.
You had this leak of 100,000 basically Social Security numbers and tax information now has been leaked by the agency, by the IRS itself. They're going to have access to this mega data report for healthcare records, and of course they're going to be doing the enforcement of Obamacare. The IRS is supposed to be hiring 15,000 new agents. Now, you've been practicing medicine for a long time, a world-renowned neurologist, a pediatric surgeon. I mean, your expertise as a pediatric neurosurgeon and the complications of those files and the records that you have to deal with, how do you feel about, as a physician and as a citizen, that information being placed in the hands of the Internal Revenue Service?
Well, I think that it's untenable. You know, this is some of the most sensitive information that a person possesses. And to have that in the hands of people who've already proven that ethical considerations are not high on their list is extremely alarming. But what's even more alarming to me is that people aren't as alarmed about this as they need to be. We're talking right. about the very fundamental freedoms that characterize the creation of our nation. And we're just sort of like sitting there saying, yeah, that's terrible. Okay, what's on TV? You know, we have got to wake up out of this slumber and recognize that the fundamental principles of freedom are being threatened in our society.
What do you do to go about getting those people, the American people, really alert and engaged, awakened on these issues? But how do you do this on a mass scale?
You know, I've been traveling across the country giving lots of talks, you know, 3 or 4 talks a week. The crowds are just enormous. The level of enthusiasm is through the roof. And, you know, I think it's a matter of trying to awaken people, because there are a lot of people who have tuned out, who just feel that the whole thing is so corrupt. You know, some of the saddest communications I've gotten have been from elderly Americans who used to be the most enthusiastic voting bloc, who just say they're waiting to die. You know,
right.
they just don't feel that there's any hope for our country anymore. And I think the more we talk about it, the more enthusiastic these people become. In some of my talks this week, you know, I've been talking about courage and bravery and talking about, you know, Nathan Hale, Patrick Henry, some of these people, what they were willing to give up, John Hancock, because they believed in what they were fighting for. And, you know, we say that we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, you cannot be free if you're not brave. Freedom is not free.
You know, Benjamin Disraeli had this great quote saying, nothing's too difficult for the brave, and I think there's a lot of truth to that.
I actually think that the American people are a lot smarter than anybody gives them credit for. It's just that things typically have not been explained very well, or they're explained by politicians who put horrendous yeah. spins on things. And then, unfortunately, when you can co-opt the media, then you've really got things going for yourself. You know, and Alinsky said, you know, your opinion that you're trying to thrust on the people may be a minority opinion, but the goal is to make everybody think that it's the majority opinion and that their opinion is the minority opinion. Then it becomes much easier to shut them down.
Again, folks, that was a segment of our special documentary about this scandal called Tax Invasion. The entire thing is online for you at irsmovie.com. But, folks, as we go to a break, it is time for this abuse of the IRS to stop. If you want to stand with us, if you want to call for answers from the IRS so that this targeting of American citizens never happens again, call now 877-989-2255. Or sign online at aclj.org. Again, the phone number, 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to Regent.com.
regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
From the very beginning, Lois Lerner never told the truth. The former top IRS official is a key figure in the unlawful targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups, targeting them simply because of their political beliefs. For 11 months now, Lois Lerner did everything she could to dodge and delay a congressional investigation. She has ignored a congressional subpoena, failing to provide vital evidence about this unconstitutional targeting scheme. At the ACLJ, we're in federal court, representing 41 organizations in a massive lawsuit. Now, Congress has a critical opportunity to hold Lois Lerner accountable. Call on Congress to hold Lois Lerner in contempt. Unlawful actions must have consequences. Sign on to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. I'm going to play an update for you that Jay just gave on Fox Business Channel just a few moments ago with Stuart Varney on this IRS issue, the issue of pursuing criminal charges against Lois Lerner, and also the House of Representatives pursuing contempt charges against her, and how all that works together. But folks, before I roll that interview, I want to kind of remind you what's at play here. All of the moving pieces kind of set the stage for this interview that Jay gives Stuart, just so you can kind of get up to speed on how all of these pieces work together and what's going to happen moving forward. The first piece, folks, began this morning in the House Ways and Means Committee. I was in the room for the brief period that the public was allowed. They shortly after that went into executive session to discuss information that involved private taxpayer information. It's called 6103 information. All of the public had to be removed so they could discuss that. And interestingly enough, folks, that even in the brief moments that I was in there, there was this partisan spat between Chairman Camp and Ranking Member Sander Levin over whether or not to go into executive session. And folks, it's just beyond my imagination that the Democrat side of the aisle would want to discuss private taxpayer information in an open setting, not go into executive session. And yet there was a dispute over that. And in fact, when the roll call was called, all of the Democrat members favored staying in open session when they would be discussing private taxpayer information. So that really was beyond me, folks. It seemed like they continued to prioritize stonewalling on this investigation over advocating for the taxpayers. It was really a moment of clarity as far as the partisan divide that is occurring on this situation. But what has happened? They are in executive session as we speak. What is going to come out of that is a letter that is going to be sent to the Attorney General outlining possible criminal violations of Lois Lerner. There are likely to be three of them, that she pushed the agency to only target conservative organizations, that she misled federal investigators, and that she recklessly handled and exposed taxpayer information. Folks, all of those charges together could carry up to 11 years in prison. So a very serious matter, a matter that the Attorney General, Eric Holder, is going to have to take into consideration. Now, the second piece is going to happen tomorrow morning in the House Oversight Committee, where they continue to pursue testimony from Lois Lerner to find out, among other things, who else was involved. And in order to do that, they need to not only know what Lois Lerner did wrong or against the law, they need to know who else was involved and who authorized the wrongdoing. So that's why they actually are pursuing her testimony. The contempt charge is an effort to actually get that testimony. Again, we know that Lois Lerner was involved. We know that she committed wrongdoing. She has acknowledged as much, but her testimony is key in order to see just how widespread this is. So the contempt piece begins tomorrow in the House Oversight Committee. Later today, the Department of Justice will already have these criminal allegations from the House Ways and Means Committee, and we will get you all of the details on their reaction to that. Let me just quickly play for you a sort of a separate exchange between the Attorney General Eric Holder and Congressman Louie Gohmert. It's actually on the Fast and Furious issue and the contempt charge that is moving forward there. But I think it sort of gives you a window into how the Attorney General views his interaction with Congress. He does not seem to believe that he needs to listen to their input. And of course, that would have a very serious ramifications relating to the these criminal charges against Lois Lerner. So let me play this soundbite for you. This is also from yesterday. This is Louis Gohmert questioning Eric Holder on the issue of contempt.
I realize that contempt is not a big deal to our attorney general, but it is important that we have proper oversight.
You don't want to go there, buddy. So, you don't want to go there, okay?
I don't want to go there?
No.
About the contempt?
You should not assume that that is not a big deal to me. I think that it was inappropriate. I think it was unjust. But never think that that was not a big deal to me. Don't ever think that.
You don't want to go there, buddy. That's what the attorney general told a sitting member of Congress about contempt charges. Folks, keep all of that as backdrop as you listen to Jay's update with Stuart Varney on the Fox Business Channel. Let's go ahead and roll it.
She says she didn't do anything wrong. So why did Lois Lerner write this in an email to the IRS Division of Tax Exempt Status back in 2011? Direct quote. The Tea Party matter, very dangerous. As you can see, the Tea Party is named. The political threat is mentioned. Ms. Lerner has refused to answer questions. The House will vote on contempt charges for Ms. Lerner tomorrow. Jay Sokoloff is with us. He is the attorney representing some of the targeted Tea Party organizations. Jay, that quote that I just read, I know you've seen it. Is that a smoking gun?
Yep. I think it is, and there's another aspect to it, Stuart. The next couple of sentences later talks about, and this is significant, that we need to get Chief Counsel's office involved in this investigation. Chief Counsel, of course, is appointed by the President of the United States. So this email exchange from Lois Lerner to the FEC, Lois Lerner to other IRS officials, points to what we've been concerned about and really alleging all along, that this originated probably higher up than Lois Lerner. She was a key figure, no doubt. That's why she's taken the fifth, kind of, and that's why you're going to see a criminal reference letter, a CRL, coming out of Ways and Means today over to the Justice Department, and probably we'll see a civil contempt vote tomorrow in the House Ways and Means. But yes, this email, coupled with a few others that surround it, show a pattern where they view these cases as, quote, very dangerous, these groups as very dangerous, and sought the input of Chief Counsel's office to continue the targeting. That's now, why they wanted Chief Counsel's office in there.
Jay, this program, our viewers, we've been following this for a long, long time, and the question stands, did the president and or the campaign of 2012, did it use the machinery of government to intimidate the president's political opponents? That's obviously the basic question that we're trying to answer here. Yep. Do we have an answer for it? Can we prove that there was a connection?
Stuart, let me tell you what we put in our civil complaint representing these 41 groups. I don't have in my possession a memo from the President of the United States to the Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS or to Tax Exempt saying do such and such, you know, target these groups. But here's what we do have. We have a speech that the president gave to Congress in the State of the Union, where he chastised the Supreme Court of the United States for the Citizens United case. That case, of course, opened up the ability of corporations to engage in political activity. He chastised that. He didn't like it. He called it foreign shady groups. And the Supreme Court was sitting there when he made these allegations against the Supreme Court. Within weeks of him saying that, a series of meetings took place, both at the IRS and at the White House, with the Chief Counsel of the IRS, with the head of the Treasury, with the head of the IRS. And they met with the president and they met with others within the administration. And within 30 days, the targeting scandal, the targeting scheme was launched. So is there a memo from the president saying, do this? That I don't have. Is there a statement from the president that initiated this as commander in chief? You bet. And I think it would started with that speech, that State of the Union message.
Jay, I've got 20 seconds left. Can you tell me that this week, maybe tomorrow, this thing breaks wide open?
Well, yeah, I think you're going to see tomorrow a move. You got the criminal reference letter today, which is the CRL, the criminal issue regarding contempt. Tomorrow, I expect to see a civil contempt action voted on. That'll eventually vote through the House in the next couple of weeks, and that'll be in federal court in Washington, D.C. And we'll find out if Lois Lerner was able to take the Fifth Amendment, or did she waive it when she pled her innocence before she invoked the Fifth.
Jay Sokoloff, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Very big story for us. Thanks very much, Jay.
Thanks, Stuart.
Okay.
Again, folks, that was Jay on the Fox Business Channel with Stuart Varney. We will keep you posted on this issue, but if you want to stand with us, if you want want the truth, if you want to get to the bottom of this targeting scandal, and you want Lois Lerner to testify and to be held accountable, call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. It looks like the House of Representatives is willing to take this as far as necessary to get the truth. Stand with them. Support those efforts. 877-989-2255.
At the ACLJ, we're in federal court representing 41 organizations in a massive lawsuit. Now, Congress has a critical opportunity to hold Lois Lerner accountable. Call on Congress to hold Lois Lerner in contempt. Unlawful actions must have consequences. Sign on to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.